The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. So in the readings before us, in Acts, especially in John, we hear two experiences of the giving of the Holy Spirit, the first Pentecost. Pentecost is a Jewish word that means 50 days. It was 50 days after Passover. Today, we celebrate at St. Matthew that the congregation, that the people gathered together here are still afire with the Holy Spirit. And not only today, of course, but the Spirit is given whenever the Spirit gathers believers around word and sacrament. Now, that might sound kind of like a formula, and in some ways it is a little bit dry and in a didactic way of talking about God's Spirit. I mean, after all, God's Spirit is totally outside of human control, pictured as fire, tongues of fire, in one of the readings. But Lutherans use this language because we tend to be a bit skeptical about humans and how humans use religion, and because we trust that God is the one who does all of the work. God's Spirit, Father, Son, Spirit, when it comes to faith and salvation and forgiveness of sin. And we don't do that work, but that God does that work. And so it's a way to assure that God is the one doing that. And I'll explain a little bit. The Lutheran take is that through the word and the sacraments, as through instruments, Martin Luther described, the Holy Spirit is at work among us through the word, through the sacraments, as though they are instruments, means to give people the gift of faith, which is the experience of salvation here and now in this life. Where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life, faith, and salvation. And this, as you might know, is a different understanding than some of our other brothers and sisters in Christ, who point to the Spirit being more visibly at work. For example, through bearing witness or testimonials, or through speaking of tongues. People who grew up in the Lutheran tradition don't even typically speak about the Holy Spirit with such phrases as, "The Spirit spoke to me," or "told me," or "urged me to do this or that." And we may seem kind of unspiritual to other people, but the reason, again, is skepticism. And behind the skepticism, the need for assurance. Lutherans confess that the Spirit does not well up from inside of us, but rather comes to us from the outside. Because if we think the Spirit is within us or coming within us, the question is, how do you know? How do you really know that it's the Holy Spirit speaking to me or urging me in this certain direction? What if the feeling or experience is really coming from me? Humans are genius at turning everything to the self and can't really be trusted. So at the heart for Lutherans, the issue of where and how the Holy Spirit works is one of assurance that it's the Holy Spirit, that it's God. How and when can we be assured that the Holy Spirit is at work? If we look at Scripture, at the giving of the Holy Spirit in these readings, it's an experience that doesn't come from within, or originate from within, but comes from without, with something external. In Acts, the rush of a violent wind. And in John, with the breath of Jesus. That's not to say that the experience of the Spirit isn't also an internal one. But Lutherans want to, for assurance sake, say that the Spirit comes to us from the outside. Lutherans confess that the Spirit can work in whatever way it wants to work, of course, through whomever it wants to work. In John's words, not Vicar John, the Evangelist John, the wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with those born of the Spirit. But we are assured through external means, word, and sacraments, that God's Holy Spirit really is at work among us to forgive sins, to give life and salvation and faith. The Holy Spirit works faith in our hearts, in us. Actually, we say in our hearts, but the New Testament writers wrote guts in our splachna. That's the Greek word. It's our guts. That's where they located the seat of emotion and feeling and experience. We say heart. The Holy Spirit works faith in us, but comes to us from the outside through the word, which is proclaimed or preached or sung or at home read, and through the meal, coming in with, through, and under the bread and the wine. I remember when I heard this confession of the Spirit, how the Spirit is at work, how we can be assured, and the work of the Spirit, I found it to be so assuring and a helpful way to understand how the Holy Spirit is at work. And what it is in the end, though, is a confession of how we trust that the Holy Spirit works. It's not a doctrine or a dogma or an eternal truth that you can get right or wrong. It's a confession. This is what I believe. This is how Lutherans have found it helpful to point to the work of the Holy Spirit regularly and predictably. I mean, that's all we Christians have when it comes to what we believe in general, isn't it? We can't prove our belief. We can't even prove that God exists, for goodness sake. People have tried to do that now for thousands of years. All we can do when pinned down is to confess what we believe. And through the words of our confession, or through the word of our confession, the Spirit can work faith in those who hear, too. So the Lutheran confession is that the Holy Spirit is regularly and predictably at work through the word and the sacraments to forgive sins, give life, salvation, faith. We can be assured of that. We know where to look, where to put ourselves to get in the way of the Spirit. In the midst of the community of faith, which is gathered by the Holy Spirit, after all. So here, today, you can expect the Holy Spirit to work on you through the Word, and that the Holy Spirit will come to you through the meal. That's my confession, and I'm sticking to it. Amen.